When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, where it's all about information, education, and resources for those of us caring for an elderly loved one. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I want to thank you for joining me here today. I really, really appreciate it. Our listenership is growing, and many people now consider Senior Care Live as appointment radio, and lots of folks tune in each and every week, and they say, hey, I would not miss one single episode. And I'm just so humbled by that. I'm so honored. Thank you so very much. If you have a question about the program or how we can help you and your family, call now. It's a toll-free number. You can write it down. You can call anytime, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 1-800-331-6445. And operators are standing by to take your call, 1-800-331-6445. You can also go online and check it out, Senior Care Live. That's L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit online, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and all of that good social stuff. If you want to learn more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, you guessed it, you can check it out online at Senior Care Consulting. That's an I-N-G, seniorcareconsulting.com. And this is where my firm offers a highly specialized, just a deeply personal service where we can help you find the right senior care community for your elderly loved one. Independent living, assisted living, nursing home, Alzheimer's, dementia care, et cetera, et cetera. And so we are super, super busy this time of year because the natural spike in demand for all these places begins about the second week in January. So lots of folks are trying to get in underneath that and get ahead of the game. So if you need help, again, you can call anytime for a free consultation. All right, let's move right in. We have a great program today. Move right in to introduce my first guest today, Ryan and Tanya Gamble with the Gamble Team. And they are Keller Williams real estate team, excellent at what they do. Ryan and Tanya, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us on, Steve.
All right, all right. You're welcome. And just before we get into some of the subjects of today, I just want to let everyone know that your real estate services are different from most in that you have a segment or a specialized service to help elderly people move from their home to maybe a senior care community or downsize, et cetera. And so selling that type of real estate transaction is different than selling, like, my house, for example.
Yeah, there definitely are a number of key differences. It ranges everything from, understanding the motivations of a senior ensuring that they remain in control of the process and are the decision makers, to providing them with resources that they may need through this process. So we have special certification. This is a passion for us. It's not all that we do, but we do it because of our experiences with our parents. And that's why we have committed to work with seniors and help them through the process, because it's not easy for them.
Excellent. And just I know you don't toot your horn. You're very very polite, but I'm going to toot your horn for you. So for our listeners, just to let you know, Ryan and Tanya have been trained at Harvard in the art of negotiating. That's someone you want on your side, on your team. Also, they have a very highly specialized certification. It's called the CSHIP, the Certified Senior Housing Professional. And that's just extra layers of training and knowledge to help you help seniors move their homes. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yes. And I think that, you know, some of the topics we're going to cover today will show you a bit of the breadth of understanding that is necessary to be working with a senior. It's not about selling the house. It's about the entire process. And it's about keeping and eliminating problems, doing the best job that we can to ensure that the senior's interests are being taken care of throughout the process, even in areas that we're not involved in, and being patient and taking the time to help them through the process to get where they're going.
Excellent, excellent. So if someone is interested in the services from Ryan and Tanya Gamble, you can go online at The Gamble Team, G-A-M-B-L-E, thegambleteam.com. You can also just call them directly. Just pick up the phone and give them a call, 913-220-0818. That's 913-220-0818.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. You know, I wanted to kind of jump right in. And as we know that, you know, seniors spend a lot of time, lived in their home often for 30, 40 years. My father, all of his life, and he's pushing 80, living in the same home most of his life anyways. And so, you know, it's a challenge that to downsize and to move into a new home. And there are a lot of factors involved in that. But what I wanted to kind of start off with is kind of reverse engineering back into this. Mm-hmm. You know, most seniors really want to stay in their home. And frankly, we support that. But there are times when seniors it just doesn't work from a safety or from a health perspective. But, you know, one of the things, there was a survey done and looked at how satisfied were seniors that made a downsizing move. And this isn't necessarily into a senior community. It could be into another a smaller property that meets their needs better from a safety and location, et cetera. But what's quite interesting is that most all seniors are satisfied by making the move. And here's some quotes. Mm-hmm. They found that it was fantastic to be relieved from the duties and responsibilities of a home. They're able to make new friends. A lot of times meals and other chores are done for them. They can travel and have fun without the worry of the house. A lot of them make this statement, and I can personally say when I'm in a community chatting with seniors that they first off will say, I wish I'd have done this sooner. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of worries about the change, was concerned about it, made the move, and you know what? I'm having the time of my life here in the community or closer to family or whatever the reasons are. There's usually a positive upside to it. Now, we've been on the show before, Steve, and we talk a lot about preparing and planning. And the last situation you want to be in is where you lose control of being able to make decisions. You lose control in being able to make decisions when you find that you're in a crisis. A crisis could be a fall and a broken hip. The crisis could be some other health-related issue. So what's quite interesting is the non-satisfied responses from the seniors. And you know, downsizing, they're moving oftentimes from a larger home to something smaller. If they move into community, it's even, you know, a little bit smaller. So some haven't you know, been enthusiastic about it, the size of the place they moved into.
Yep.
And that makes sense if you're going from a four-bedroom house down to a one- or two-bedroom home. And but really the one that hits me, and it basically the feedback is circumstances made their decision. In other words, something happened. And yep. Guess what? When something happens and you have to be in another place right away, you don't have control over where you end up, or your control is very limited. And the best advice from our experience with our parents, from talking to the many seniors that we've helped, really being prepared, having the conversations with your parents before a crisis occurs will dramatically increase the satisfaction that your family and loved ones will have when that transition occurs.
Well, and no one likes to have a loss of control, or, you know, we fell, or we had a stroke and it was just out of the blue. And now all of a sudden our circumstances are very much different. And all of a sudden we have to move. You don't have time to prepare mentally for any of that.
And isn't it true, Steve, that a lot of the care centers do have waiting lists?
They do. And the waiting lists are getting ready to get a lot longer in January. Yeah.
Well, and you know, I'll bring this up. If you're, you know, if you're a senior, or you have parents that are considering liquidation of the house as part of a downsize or a move, or even a move to Florida where it's warm. You know, what a great thought at this point,
right,
in December.
Yep.
You really want to have your house on the market in most areas of Kansas City by February.
Okay.
Which means that you would want to be engaging a professional such as myself, mm-hmm, and my wife, that's a senior certified housing professional. We also have other credentials that put us in the top 3% of all real estate agents in the entire country, and that is a certified real estate specialist. Mm-hmm. 3% get that certification. You combine that with our Harvard negotiating training, the Harvard Law School trained both Tanya and I, and that helps our clients get more out of their home and throughout the entire process. You factor all those things together, you should be talking to somebody who's an expert.
Excellent, excellent. Ryan and Tanya, right after the break, let's continue that thought. Ryan and Tanya Gamble with the Gamble Team. In the Senior Care Live trivia question of the week, when qualifying for Medicaid in Missouri, you must spend down your countable assets to $50, $999, $1,500, or $2,000. The answer, right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now 1-800-331-6445. And don't worry if you don't have a radio or you know someone that would love to hear the program, they don't have a radio. You can stream this program live to any electronic device. Super simple. Just go to seniorcarelive.com. In the upper left-hand side of the website, the homepage, there's a button that says Listen Live. Just click it, and it will flow straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. All right, back to my good friends Ryan and Tanya Gamble with the Gamble Team. And again, if this is resonating with you and you'd like to reach out, here's the phone number, and they do service the entire Kansas City area, 913-220-0818. And before we get back to our friends Ryan and Tanya, I almost forgot to answer the Senior Care Live trivia question of the week. When qualifying for Medicaid in Missouri, you must spend your assets down, your countable assets, you have to spend them down to $50, $999, $1,500, or $2,000? And the answer is $999. That's right. You spend your countable assets down to $999, and boom, you are in. It's not quite exactly that simple, but that's pretty much it. So there you go. All right. Ryan, back to our conversation and Tanya about why to move and when to move. This is excellent information.
Well, the holidays are upon us, of course, and now is an obvious time where you're going to be checking in on your parents in a lot of situations, and or you may be the parent that is in the situation that you feel it's time to move on for different reasons. There's lots of reasons that people do ultimately choose to move, and one of the biggest reasons is maintenance and taking care of the property and the home that they're in. Too much work, not enough reliable help, finding the right people to do the maintenance. The next concern isn't surprising, and that would be health issues. Mm-hmm. So when you know they are trying to plan ahead, as my husband suggested, they see that there could be a situation in the future and that maybe they should do something now and be in control rather than be at someone else's discretion later. You know, reduced physical abilities and that sort of thing are going to always be a problem when someone's getting older. The other thing that they sort of have a fear of when they're is downsizing, because they're afraid that they're not going to have enough room, as Ryan talked about earlier. Another thing is that they will ultimately decide that their home may be too large and they're not going to utilize the space that they have anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think those are all key points. And, you know, it is December, and snow falls, and that really, you know, brings to the surface, you know, the risks of the weather and the snow and falling on ice and all the crisis management activities that could come if something like that happens. And oftentimes that's when the family starts thinking, you know, maybe this is something needs to change. But more importantly, and what Tanya was covering were the three reasons why your loved one may be considering making a move. What I'm going to talk about here briefly are some of the reasons that your parents may be avoiding the move. And remember that most seniors are happy that they made the move afterwards. So the end result ultimately is that they're going to be probably happier than where they are. But it's how do we get to that point of that understanding? Well, you know, they might talk to their friends and such that are in communities, and they're going to hear positive feedback. That being the case, though, here are, you know, the fears, and they're real. Okay, they're afraid of the change. You know, they don't know what to expect. It's a new setting. You know, change is hard, you know, on somebody that's 30, let alone someone that has reached the latter stages of their life. So we all can appreciate that.
Absolutely. And you're touching on so many. I could talk about interchange in here for hours. But this is, I mean, you're losing control. You're afraid. There's fear of the unknown. And so, like you said, if you speak with someone, maybe a friend that's moved in one of the communities, you might find out that they probably have some positive feedback there for you. And like you said, it's going to be better. After a while, there's a little bit of a delayed realization of, wow, this is pretty good. I wish I would have moved sooner. If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I'd have a giant pile of nickels.
Right? Well, you know, it's like we're not advocating a move to a community. All right. Whatever meets their needs. But, you know, we've spent some time in communities. We do. And we talk to a lot of residents. And I'll tell you, they are having a blast. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's things to think about, but this is the breadth of knowledge that we have and if you will, the compassion and understanding of what they're going through. You know, the fear of downsizing. Well, we can help eliminate those fears. We got the resources. We have special things that we do to make that transition less stressful, or the goal would be no stress. and to not have any surprises. You know, there's emotional fears too. You know, miss their home. They're afraid they might get cabin fever somewhere else. You know, there's all kinds of things that are rational feelings that people feel. So the important thing here is understand that your parents, your loved ones want to be in control of the decision, want to be part of that process. And that's, you know, where we come in. We want the senior to be making their own decisions. That's what's important. We're there to help and guide them through the process. We're there to help support the family through the process. Oh, by the way, this is not just difficult on the senior. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult on the family.
Oh, it's a family affair for sure. And, you know, you made a good point. Not everyone is selling their house and moving to independent or assisted living. My own mom sold her house and moved into a kind of a senior apartment, mm-hmm. where you're fully on your own, but you're downsizing a little bit and it's maintenance free and all that kind of stuff. And she said, I wish I would have moved 5 years sooner. And I'm like, how long have I been asking you about this? About 5 years.
Well, you know, how many things in our own lives have we wished we'd have done sooner?
Yeah, that's right.
It's common, and it's common at any age.
That's right.
But, you know, this is something, you know, my dad's been in place for 79 years, 80 years, mm-hmm. however long it's been. Wow, what a change to go somewhere else. Well, he hasn't gone anywhere else yet, but he's still fine. He's still safe where he is.
Yeah.
I want to talk about, too, and Steve, this is where your support comes in. There's a lot of confusion about the housing and the current housing options. And I'll let you talk just briefly about this and transition out. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ryan and Tanya, thanks for being on the program today. And yeah, I mean, I help families every day who are, you know, moving into independent living, assisted living, nursing homes, et cetera. And so I can definitely help in that area. And both of our services together pack quite a punch, a 1-2 punch, if you will. So the Gamble team, 913-220-0818. And Ryan and Tanya, thanks so much for being on the program. And also, don't forget to ask Ryan and Tanya about their free moving mom and dad guide. It's worth $25. They'll give it to you free of charge. And right after the break, I'll introduce even more guests. Stay tuned. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And for more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you call, there are always operators standing by 24 hours a day, 1-800-331-6445. And if you know someone who should have heard the program and you're like, wow, I wish they would have heard that, no worries. So after the fact, give me, you know, a few days, middle of the next week here. Just go to seniorcarelive.com and go to the podcast section, and you can click on any podcast of previously aired episodes, and you can share the program that way after the fact. And the podcast numbers keep trending up. And so, you know, we have quite a few folks now listening to the podcast after the fact, which is really, really cool, which tells me that you are spreading the good word and sharing the program information with lots of friends and colleagues and family. So thank you so much for that. Okay, so we're going to shift gears from real estate to walk-in bathtubs by Bathing Safety. Mr. Alan Ellebrecht and Dave Thiessen, bathingsafety.com is the website. It's an excellent website. And if you're interested in talking to Alan, 800-813-3736. Alan and Dave, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. So we're going to cover, you know, a lot of the reasons why people are considering and purchasing walk-in bathtubs and some of the therapeutic, you know, needs and benefits. But let's talk about some of the reasons, some of the diseases and some of the things that might cause someone to need a walk-in bathtub, and then how that relates to a special that you're currently offering.
Right. Well, a lot of the individuals that have a need for the tub are basically ones that are, they can't get up and in and out of the old tub, get up. They're afraid of falling, and especially in the bathroom area with slippery areas, things like that. And a lot of the ones that we mainly deal with are the ones that have, that are arthritic, diabetics, MS, ones that have had strokes, that have needs and care to get in and out of a tub fairly easily. And that's mainly the ones that do them.
That's right. And so you go in, and the whole concept is you don't have to, you know, negotiate trying to get over the edge of that bathtub. You can just walk in. There's just a very small little lip. You can just easily walk in, close the door, fill the thing up, and boom, you're enjoying a relaxing therapeutic bath.
Right. And it's amazing. A lot of people that I talk with, you know, they'll have people talk about, oh, age. You know, I'm not ready for one. I'm too young.
Yeah.
It's really a matter of need, because every time I see someone like that, I say, well, I have a 32-year-old that has MS that loves the tub.
Absolutely. And I don't think age has any. I would love one. Yeah. I mean, they're awesome. And
right.
So this, you're kind of running or kind of promoting a current promotion right now. I think it's a really cool promotion. Go ahead and share that with us.
Well, what we've done, we've been doing this a number of years now, and we're having such a great year. We thought to give some back to the areas and the people that actually purchase a tub. And what we'd like to do through the holidays, especially, is anyone that purchases a tub, you know, finds out about them and purchases a tub, we'd like to donate $300 to their charity of their choice, maybe to the reason that they're getting the tub.
Yep.
Someone who's very arthritic that needs a tub, we might, you know, they might want to donate it to the Arthritis Foundation or the Diabetes Association or, you know, any kind of MS research or stroke research, anything like that. So we'd like to donate $300 for every purchase to their choice of their charity.
Excellent. So if you buy a walk-in bathtub by Bathing Safety, and again, you can find them online at bathingsafety.com, they will donate $300 to the charity of your choice. And so that's an awesome offer. Here we are coming right into Christmas, and we've had all the family time, you know, Thanksgiving, New Year's, and all the other holidays during this busy season. So thanks for making that offer. That's really, really nice.
Great. Great. We appreciate it.
Well, and I think, you know, in the spirit of holiday, you know, think also of the caregiver, whether that's your dad and he's caring for your mom or vice versa, or it's one of the kids and maybe a parent lives with them. When you have a person that has trouble getting around the house or getting in and out of the tub, oftentimes a family member is the one that helps. And let me tell you, firsthand experience, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's not only exhausting getting them from one end of the room to the other, but it's exhausting lifting them out of a bed or a tub or, you know, whatever. And so these little things that help are really important. And I think that it helps keep the energy level high on the person who's helping as well as the person who needs the help. And that's so important, because then the mental disposition is also happier. And that's really what the end result is of all of this. I know that with bathingsafety.com and what Alan has brought to us, that it's a great tub. It's the best tub out there. It's American made. It's, you know, it's a finely made, piece of plumbing hardware.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, it's there to solve and be the answer for a need that's, you know, it happens because of just regular aging, but it can also happen because of a number of these reasons, which, you know, it can be a disability brought on by arthritis. It can be brought on because of some problems that you have, you know, in regulating different parts of the body. And everybody has a different reason for getting into it, but definitely is an important factor and very helpful.
Well, you touch on a really, really good point. Because it may benefit the person in need, because, you know, with one of these limitations or disabilities, but at the same time, huge benefits for the caregivers. And so I don't know how many times I've heard that let's say someone, you know, has arthritis or diabetic or whatever the situation is, and they need the bathtub, and it's very difficult to help them get in and out. Well, guess what they're feeling? They're embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
That they need help. They don't want help, but they have to have help. So they've lost some independence, and they feel bad that my son is having to struggle so badly to help me in and out, or my wife, or my my daughter, or the caregiver. And so they feel terrible. So along with the physical benefits, you know, how about helping them not feel so bad that you're struggling to assist them?
Right, right. I tell you what, I'll tell you a very quick story, and it's the only call that I ever got like this. I got a call one night from an individual that I had sold a tub to about, a week before. Mm-hmm. And when I got the call, I thought, well, he was calling because something was wrong or, you know, something, you know, he needed. But he actually called to thank me because it was like three times in a row he hasn't gone to help his wife get out of the tub. She does it by herself now. He used to have to do that chore. He said, I don't have to do it anymore. Thank you very much.
That's a huge load off of his plate.
Yep.
Because if you're helping a person and they don't have a lot of strength to help you, I don't care if they weigh 90 pounds. That's a really heavy 90 pounds.
Right.
And if they weigh more than that, sometimes it can feel almost impossible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, most definitely. And so by eliminating these barriers to just getting through the everyday, you know, pleading yourself and feeling good, just the everyday parts of life, it's just a great way to exist when you don't have to worry about that.
All right. Bathing Safety at bathingsafety.com. This is a veteran-owned business. It's based right here in the Kansas City area. Alan, I know you do business nationwide.
Right.
But we also do business in Kansas City. And why not do business with a local business owner who is also a veteran? It's just fantastic. 1-800-813-3736. And, I know that you can go to your website, bathingsafety.com, and you talk about a consumer's information or a buyer's guide. And this is a big part, and we can get into more of this if you'd like, but your approach is very educational. Learn what to look for. Learn what you need. Don't buy bells and whistles that you don't need. Shop everywhere else. And call, and you beat the price every time because of all of these overly inflated prices, all of the marketing budget because of all the expensive commercials. Some of these things I've heard cost $20,000 or $25,000. You're nowhere close to that for a like-for-like tub, maybe even a better tub.
Right. And what I encourage people to do, a lot of people will call when there's a need, and the first thing they do is, like everybody in the world does now in today's environment, they go to the internet.
Yep.
Okay, that's where they're going to find one. They don't think about running down to Home Depot or Lowe's to look at a tub right there, but they'll go right to the internet, and they have to be very, very careful. I encourage them to shop, but don't be taken in by all the different ones that are on the internet. The top five that you'll see on their Google or Yahoo are usually the ones that pay the most to be there, and the ones that will charge you the most for a tub. Not necessary. People ask how I can get the price so low. That's because I deal direct with the manufacturers. And I get it between the manufacturers right to the consumer. That's why they're so low.
That's excellent. And you can provide an installer, or if they know someone who could install this, they can use their own installation services. Is that correct?
Right. Well, we'll break it out two different ways because they can save a lot of money. They might know somebody that's a remodeler, or plumber, or electrician.
Sure.
And like I tell people, you know, their bathtubs are not rocket science. They don't have to have, you know, companies do it because a lot of companies will sell tub and install, and they'll inflate the price tremendously, mm-hmm. which is not necessary.
Well, and I've heard lots of horror stories about, and I'm not going to mention any names, but some of these, you know, big names that you hear all over the television, and then they have a local salesperson that come to your home. They're not leaving without a sale. It's a high pressure situation. And boy, do I hate that.
Yeah, we covered this before, and I'll say it one more time. The best made tub in the world, fully installed, should not run over $9,000.
And that's top of the line.
That's top of the line with all the bells and whistles, the air jets, water jets, delivered, installed, everything. So when you start shopping around and people start cheating you higher prices, this should be $9,000 and below.
And below. And that would be way out there with you.
Right.
And that's probably about half the price, and maybe not even right with a lot of these other brands. So right after the break, we will continue our conversation with Alan and Dave from Bathing Safety. Again, you can find them online, bathingsafety.com, 1-800-813-3736. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445.
Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And for more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call anytime 24/7. That's 800-331-6445. Back to my special guest today, Mr. Alan Ellebrecht and Dave Thiessen with Bathing Safety. You can find out a whole lot more about walk-in bathtubs at bathingsafety.com. That's bathingsafety.com. And here's the phone number, 800-813-3736. That's 800-813-3736. And Alan, I know that you are just big time into education. So what should people look for when they're shopping?
Well, the basic thing of a walk-in tub, the true thing of a walk-in tub is to get in and out safely. That's it. That's before you add all the extra features that go on them. And, you know, warm water therapy is great to have. Those are all extras and might be necessary, you know, as you look at it. But the main feature is to get in and out safely of a walk-in tub. Mm-hmm. All right. So I encourage people to shop around, but be very diligent on their shopping. All right. When they talk to people that sell one particular product with a brand name on it, mm-hmm. those salesmen or saleswomen are instructed to sell that product. They're not going to talk you into buying something else.
Yep.
So they'll tell you all the goods about that, all the bads about everything else. So the good thing about us is we handle them all. We handle all the variety of tubs. So we don't, you know, we can give them a selection of, so I encourage people to shop around, but be careful how they shop. Don't get taken in by one particular brand. Know what questions to ask, you know, and then price has a lot to do with it because a lot of people will shop on price.
Well, and when you do an internet search, and then you're out, like you said, you're kind of looking at maybe the first few sites or whatever. A lot of times, those listings are purchased.
Right.
And that's why they're at the very top of the list. So, again, that's not an unbiased situation there. I mean, you're looking at an advertisement. If you're trying to do your research, call bathingsafety.com or go to bathingsafety.com online. And there's an excellent consumer buyer's guide that you'll provide, Alan. So if someone who's interested in a walk-in bathtub, they can give you a call and then you will just email this to them as an attachment?
Absolutely. There's no sales pitch involved, anything like that. They just request a copy of the guide. The guide will tell them what questions to ask. How to know, you know, they talk to people on the phone. They don't know if that person's telling them the truth or not. How to follow up on it. How to make sure everything is true that they're being told.
And I would rather call someone who's local. I mean, I can meet you. I'm not talking to some telemarketer in who knows what state and they're reading from a script. I mean, I would rather meet a local owner and do business locally. And that's just me. I would rather not go to a big box store and look at kind of the bottom of the line basics with, and nothing against anyone there, but I guarantee you, they're not as educated as you, right? They're kind of selling a product. You're going to educate someone on the benefits and the features and get the price right and the bells and whistles, or maybe they don't need all the bells and whistles, and then have it delivered here locally, installed locally. That fits me. And I love your business model of really being more of a broker and having access to many, many models and manufacturers.
Right. And people can call us, and I will be open and honest with them whether they buy a tub from us or not.
Yeah.
You know, if they have questions, I'll be glad to answer them. I always tell people, if you want to shop around, shop as much as you want. But before you make that final decision, call me, tell me what you're looking at, what features you're getting, the price, and I'll be honest with you and tell you whether it's a good buy or not.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we'll do.
And I think it's important to note that Alan's done the research. And it comes down to it, you know, there's a door, there's some mechanics under the hood that make it all work,
yep.
Plumbing and motors and that sort of thing. And there's a surface that's on the tub itself, a mm-hmm. coating.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that Alan has really looked into and knows inside and out and can advise you regardless of what it is that, you know, ultimately you're looking for. He's going to tell you, you know, the pros and cons of each different thing.
All right. Bathing Safety at bathingsafety.com for your walk-in bathtub. And folks, don't be scared off by some of these prices, these $15,000 and $20,000 plus. I heard these things are expensive and they bought it from, you know, XYZ company they saw on Fox News or whatever it was, and they paid a fortune. We would be interested, but there's no way we couldn't spend half of that. Well, guess what? You don't have to spend, you'll spend far less than half of that. Just call Alan.
I'll give you an example. For people who are making phone calls and researching walk-in tubs, the prices that you mentioned before are accurate on some of those, you know, $15,000, $16,000, $20,000 ones.
Yeah.
If you talk to a company, they won't tell you that on the phone. Uh-huh. I can promise you that, because if they tell you $20,000, you won't invite them out to your house.
Yep.
So it's one of those where we have to come out, we have to measure the bathroom, and make it sound really important, which it is important to know where it's going to go and things like that. But there's a reason why they won't shoot you a price, and that is because you won't invite them out for that kind of price. So I encourage people to do their shopping and know which ones, you know, they're going to get. So,
excellent. Yeah,
absolutely. And that's the nice thing about Alan and bathingsafety.com is he will quote over the phone. You know, and bathrooms tend to be somewhat standardized in a sense. And so it's not rocket science figuring out what is likely going to fit into the space that you have.
Mm-hmm.
They may make it sound more complicated than it is, and Alan will generally make that more simple.
Excellent.
Well, to give us a little more credibility, our company, bathingsafety.com, not counting the Kansas City area, the market here, we've done over 3,000 tubs throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. And you're highly rated with Consumer Affairs. I know that. And so just all of the ratings, locally owned, veteran owned. And then sometimes there's an American made tub. There's a foreign made tub. I mean, there's so many choices. It can be overwhelming.
Right. And the man, you know, I'm a veteran, you know, in the Army, in the Air Force, and I push American made, but I sell imports also.
Yeah.
And the imports are the lower cost, the lower line. The pricing, the higher step in, the lesser warranty, but sometimes that's all the prices people can afford.
Yeah.
And it takes care of their problem. It fixes their problem.
So you have to look at, you know, budget and needs and affordability. And then again, this is where your expert guidance, you know, we can go, you know, with this kind of tub, if you can stretch that a little bit more, you can do this. Just like any purchasing decision, there has to be a benefit. It has to be affordable. It has to meet your needs.
Right. But always keep in mind 9,000 and below.
So that's where 9,000 is like way at the top end of the top of the charts.
That's the Rolls Royce with everything on it, all the bells and whistles and things you probably don't even need.
Yep. Okay. What's that kind of mid-level price?
You're probably looking at a normal install without looking at a person's bathroom, what has to be done. A normal install is right around $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The tub will run between $3,000 and $6,000 in that range.
Uh-huh. Okay.
For a tub. Yeah. The $3,000 to $4,000 will be the imported tubs. The $4,500 tubs are the USA made tubs.
Okay. All right. And this just kind of seems like a no brainer to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I have spoken with several people who say, you know, Steve, if I can just figure out how to fix kind of the bathroom part of this equation, you know, I trying to give a bath in and out of the bathtub, I mean, that's going to kill me. I can't do this very much longer. If you can solve that equation, it may keep you in your house for years to come and more than pay for itself versus having to move to an assisted living facility or nursing home. This tub pays for itself very quickly.
Very quickly. Yeah. We all know how expensive it can be in an assisted living. But the other side of it also, if you're dealing with some of the, you know, more highly advertised entities out there, is, you know, that is going to include installation. You might end up with a mad installer, because sometimes they basically do a bulk deal and say, you're going to be our installer. Whereas, you know, with Alan, you get, you know, really a very nice installation.
Excellent, excellent. Alan Ellerbrecht and Dave Thiessen with Bathing Safety at bathingsafety.com, 1-800-813-3736. Thanks, Alan and Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, to everyone listening, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.